Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Over the next few weeks, we are going to study together the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is one of my favorite books of the Bible. It is of the most practical type, as it is filled with pithy sayings full of wisdom for everyday life. In fact, wisdom has been described or defined as the ability to apply biblical truth to all of life's situations. Are you walking in wisdom in your life? Are you able to apply biblical truth to every one of life's situations that you may encounter? That's God's will for you. That's His desire. And the book of Proverbs is filled with wisdom for every area of your life. Throughout the book of Proverbs, we find contrasts made continuously between the wise person and the fool. And these two characters are often contrasted one against another in the same verse. And the wise person is not the person who has the highest IQ or the most information. But on the contrary, the wise person is the one that is characterized as an individual who has a heart attitude of great reverence for God, and that person seeks after and longs for God and for His word and for His ways in all of his life circumstances. On the contrary, the fool is characterized as not a person of low intelligence or a person without an education, as some people will often characterize a person that they would call a fool. But instead, in the book of Proverbs, the fool is the person who has a heart of willful rebellion against God. And so these two, the wise and the fool, are contrasted throughout the chapters of Proverbs, and we see the consequence of their choices set out for us to examine and to take note of and to make decisions with our own life choices by observing what happens to the fool in his life and in his death, and observing the wise person and his life and death. So follow me these next 30 days or so as we study each chapter of the book of Proverbs. And I encourage you also to consider taking up this habit that has often been made popular by Billy Graham of taking one chapter of the book of Proverbs each day in your private devotions. Perhaps as you wake up in the morning, taking out the proverb that applies to the particular day of the month. If it's the 15th of the month, read Proverbs chapter 15 and so on, so that you can begin to infuse into your life the very wisdom of God that's laid out in this most practical book of the Bible. In each book of the Bible that you may study, you may have observed that oftentimes in the very first chapter and within the first verse or first several verses, often the purpose of the writing of that book will be laid out in those first few verses. And so it is in the book of Proverbs. We find out the reason for the writing of this book in these first few verses, and it's laid out in these first four verses. It says in verse 1, "The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to discern the sayings of understanding, to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the naive, to the youth, knowledge and discretion." And it goes on, but this gives us the keys to the purpose of the book of Proverbs. It's to examine and to receive instruction in wise behavior, righteousness, justice, and equity, and to know wisdom and instruction, and to give a young person knowledge and teach that person discretion in life. God wants each of us to be people of wisdom, wisdom that impacts all of the life situations we may encounter. Bill Gothard once said, "Wisdom is seeing life from God's point of view." And that indeed is what God wants us to embrace, that wisdom, not the world's wisdom, but the wisdom of God, is to see life from God's point of view. Let's do that together as we study the book of Proverbs. In verse 7 of Proverbs chapter 1, we find the key verse for the entire book of Proverbs, and it is found in these very familiar words: "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." Why would the Bible proclaim that having the fear of the Lord would be the beginning or the path to knowledge and wisdom? Let me read it to you from the Amplified Translation. It says, "The reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord is the beginning and the principal and the choice part of knowledge. It is its starting point and its essence." And it goes on to say, "But fools despise skillful and godly wisdom, instruction, and discipline." The Bible tells us that to have the fear of the Lord will be the starting point for you to have understanding, knowledge, and wisdom given to you. Since God is the essence of all wisdom, having a reverential fear or awe of God would be the starting place for gaining wisdom. God is a rewarder of the person who has a reverential fear of Him. He rewards that person. Throughout the Bible, we find many hundreds of references to the fear of the Lord, and there are promises attached to this fear of God that's mentioned. The fear of the Lord is something that brings benefits to the one who possesses it. God gives us many promises to the one who fears God. And the one of them is that you will be on the pathway to obtaining knowledge, truth, understanding, and wisdom. Do you have a true fear of God in your life? What exactly does the fear of the Lord mean? Bill Gothard again gave us a definition for the fear of the Lord. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the continual awareness that God is watching and weighing every one of my thoughts, words, actions, and attitudes." Do you have that kind of reverential fear for God, where you're aware of God's weighing of your thoughts, that He knows of your attitude and what's behind it, that He understands and is perceiving the real motives of your heart in everything that you do? That'll give you a fear of God, keeping that in your perspective. One way of comparing having a healthy fear of God can be compared to standing at the base of Niagara Falls. At the base of Niagara Falls, there's an area behind the falls where the rocks have been cut out, and you can actually stand there, and you can stand within inches, so to speak, of the thunderous roar and crashing of the water as it falls 170 feet from the fall above to the basin below. And it's a place of great power. It's a place of great sound, thunderous sound. The ground will tremble underneath you from the 6 million cubic feet of water that are bursting over the falls every single minute. And as you stand there within inches of the power of this crashing water, you could have a healthy fear. There's great beauty you're beholding with your eyes, and yet at the same time, you have a tremendous awareness that a few more inches and you could be swept to your death. There is both the awe of it and the fear of it. With God, it is a similar thing. There is a great awe of God, a respect, His beauty, His love, His phenomenal mercy, and His grace, and yet a tremendous sense of his power and his judgment. We know that in the Bible, when men have encountered God at different times, every one of them ended up falling on their faces. When Moses saw the Lord in the burning bush, he hid his face. When Isaiah had that vision of God, all he could say is, "Woe is me, I'm a man of unclean lips." When Daniel encountered God and God showed him these visions, he fell like a dead man. There's the sense of awe of God, and yet there is a healthy fear of God that we must have, because truly God is the judge of the whole earth. And yet in our culture, there seems to be a lessening of the fear of God. And yet God is the judge of the whole earth. He is one who watches and weighs all of our thoughts and our attitudes and our hearts' motives. If you'll keep that reverential attitude towards the Lord, it'll be the beginning of wisdom in your life. God wants you to have wisdom. He wants you to have the ability to apply biblical truth to every one of life's situations. God wants you to see life from his point of view. And lastly, I will say that it is God's will for you to be a person who walks in the wisdom of God. Wouldn't it be awesome at the end of your life that it could be said of you, "This was a person who really walked in the wisdom of God"? When you sought that person's counsel, the wisdom of God just flowed from their lips. That's God's divine plan for you. God wants you, regardless of your education or your age, to be a person who is filled with the wisdom of God for your own life and to be a blessing to others. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, seek God's wisdom for your life and have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.